From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
Hello, babies. Welcome back to another episode of Dumb Blonde. We are in Vegas. We are on tour. We are doing a fill-in episode because our fucking guest today flaked.
Oh,
we
man.
Had this planned.
For a while now.
For, you know, I mean, like, really set in stone for the past week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we've been talking to this person for months.
Yes.
About this. And today's the day of. I texted her yesterday and didn't get a reply, but I was just like, that's how she is, you know, and I'm not going to be up her ass. I'm never going to be up anybody's ass to be on my podcast. If you want to come, come. If not, no pressure, you know? So I was just like very sure that she was going to show up because I was like, she's got to be way more professional than this. And still hadn't heard from her. Woke up, started getting ready, sitting in hair and makeup. And then an hour before she's supposed to be here, she lets me know that she hasn't even gotten into town and pretty much didn't give me enough time to even book another guest.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have loved
who's
if
ready
she,
right away. Like,
right.
That, you know?
And I mean, I would have loved if she would have just texted me yesterday and been like, hey, I'm not going to make it, because that could have given me 24 hours to get somebody
else
here.
We could have definitely found someone.
Yeah. And so, you know, it is what it is, but I'm never going to just change my fucking schedule around for somebody else ever again.
No. Like, I don't think anyone realizes, like, the extent of what had to happen for us to get here, too.
Dude, let's talk about it real quick.
Okay.
So not only did we have to leave Vegas the night of one of my husband's really big show here, drive 8 hours to Salt Lake because on a bus it's
takes plus way longer.
Yeah, it's plus 2 hours plus you're going uphill. So for some reason we were on the bus for like almost nine.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Pulled in that morning at like 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Got up. I was still feeling like shit because I've been fucking battling.
You've been sick a week now.
No, I've been sick 2 weeks.
Really?
It's been 2 weeks.
God damn.
You got to think all the way back to Texas. Before then I was sick.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, battling sickness, woke up, trying to feel better, got ready, did my meet and greet, did not stay for my husband's show just so that we could turn right back around.
Jump in a car.
Jump in the fucking Bronco, sexy taxi, and fucking drive 6 hours back to Vegas so that we could make it here to have a day to rest and then get ready for the podcast.
Yep.
And mind you, it's not just me that I have to worry about. Mm-hmm. I literally have Mimi and Haley in tow always.
And security.
And security.
It's a whole bunch of us. Like, yeah. It's not just.
Like, I had to move my whole team, and I just feel, I'm not mad, but I'm just to the point where I'm just like, this is just not
sucks.
Fair.
Yeah. It sucks. I think it's one of those, like, you can't do anything about it situations. Yeah. So it's just sort of like, fuck, man.
So we're going to try to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all this chaos, Jeffree Star is meeting us in Montana tomorrow. And by the time this comes out, you guys will already know that so we can talk about it. But we are so fucking excited.
He's excited. We're excited. Everyone's excited.
All of this was Jeffree's idea.
Yeah. We were just like, we'd love to link for a podcast. And he's like, no, bitch.
He's like, no. We're not just going to link for a podcast. I'm going to fly to a show. Mm-hmm. In the next state over, come hang out with you, hop on your tour bus, wake up. He wants to get in a bunk, guys.
Yeah, like, he goes, do you guys have room for me?
Yeah, we're like, even if we didn't, you could sleep with me, Jeffree, okay? Come on, Jeff. But yeah, so Jeffree's coming. We're really excited, super stoked about this podcast. He is just a gentle soul.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so like he gets portrayed, not anymore, because I think people are finally getting to see the, I don't want to say healed because I don't know about his journey yet, but the grown Jeffree.
Oh, I like grown.
The grown Jeffree, because back in the day he used to get such heat for how he was. Mm-hmm. And I really think that he's just a gentle soul, dude. Yep. Like, I don't get any bad vibes from
him. He's very true. Is what I would have to say. He even did that with like the beauty industry when it was like reviewing makeup. He didn't give a fuck what anyone thought.
Yeah.
Or who the makeup brand was.
He has to be a Capricorn moon. We're going to do his birth chart.
Ooh.
I can totally see Capricorn traits in him.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. But yeah. So we are about to hop on a private jet tonight.
First time.
It's going to be Haley and Mimi's first time.
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified too because it's an air coffin.
It's like a tuna can.
Oh, God. Ugh. You guys are not even going to, dude, getting through the door is a hassle.
Bro, I'm having to like squeeze through the door.
It's not even a door. It's a hutch. I don't even know why people think private jets are so cool. They're really not. Mm-hmm. And the
Unless
only,
you've got the ginormous private jets.
Right. And we're not that rich. This is a loner anyways. So thank you, El Bandito. Shout out El Bandito Tequila. I'm sober, but they loan. My husband is not, and they loan us their private jet whenever for the tour because they're sponsoring us.
So shout out to them.
Shout out El Bandito. We love you guys. But there was no way that we could have done Trisha's podcast.
Mm-hmm. No.
And gotten to fucking Montana by
the time Jeffree's getting there.
That Jeffree's getting
there's
there.
There's no flights.
So my husband had to line up a private jet for his wife to get back. You know, so there's just so
There's so many moving parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the more I think about it, the more annoyed I get. But it all works out in the end. And hopefully she will come on the podcast and hopefully I'll get to, you know, do some stuff with her. But
yeah.
I get it. It is what it is. Shit happens.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but we're making the best of our day.
So we had a really good idea. And I want you guys to maybe put in your 2 cents for this, but for the month of October, I was thinking about not having any guests and doing 4 murder mystery podcasts.
That would be, I'm so excited. I have chills.
I don't even know how to do a murder mystery podcast, but I'm going to fucking figure it out.
Oh man, we should, oh my gosh.
I need to listen to Morbid.
We should all choose our favorite murder and cover it.
And then what do? We just talk about it?
Yeah. Okay. We just lay out how it happened, what happened, what was the conclusion. We go through the entire thing.
I don't know if I have a favorite murder.
You don't have a favorite murder? That you've kind of like followed along? Like the OJ one? You don't have like fucking...
I do. I did follow the OJ one.
The Maddox? What did we watch the other day?
I don't know if I just always get so... I don't know. People scare me. Like, I can't believe people are really that sick, you know?
What was that documentary we watched and he was a clown?
Oh, John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
No, for sure.
Well, I'll just do our research and we all get to choose one.
Yeah, or if there's a murder you guys want us to cover, put it in the comments because that's what we're going to do for the month of October. So no guests.
Yep.
You get just me, Mimi, and Haley. If we can get Haley on.
Okay, so Should we talk? Let's talk about this since she's not here.
Oh, we're talking about it.
So last night, we decided to take edibles and get in the jacuzzi.
No, not we. They.
Me. Decide we're going to take edibles and get in. So we take the edibles. These are the same edibles we took at the movie theater the other day. And I took 1.5 and she took a half. So we're in the hot tub. And I don't know where the switch flipped at some point, but we're on live.
Well, first of all, you're on edibles in a hot tub.
I mean, I feel like the heat wasn't
that helping. Would give me a panic attack. Fucking
yeah. Well, her
boiled
panic attack, like
crab boil. Can't do it. Little pussy's hot. Like can't.
Not
do it.
The hot pussy.
No, the crab boil.
Oh. So she, I guess, panic set in, and I've done that before, though. I've been high, and then if I start having a panic attack, it's really hard to come out of the panic attack. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that completely. I've been too high many of times in my life.
Same. Call 911.
She just convinced herself. She just convinced herself that she was having a bad trip, and
she said she felt like she was on acid, and her body was vibrating. Yeah, and it was like. Which I believe her because when I used to have really severe anxiety, my body would vibrate, remember? Mm-hmm. So I think when you get to a certain point of your nerves just being shot, your body does vibrate.
Well, I was like offering all help possible.
I was like, I could hear me rustling around upstairs and I was like, what are you guys doing? She's like, I have to sleep with Haley. Haley's having a panic attack. And I'm like, oh, this is my time to shine. And she's like, she's going to be fine. I said, not for 8 hours.
And as you're in texting
group,
me
in the group text,
as you're texting me, she's like, show me what she's saying. She kept like looking me in the eyes and was like, we're dead. And I was like, okay, so I'm also trying to fight my high and like stay high and good and happy. And she was not making that very easy. And she was like, look at me right now and tell me we're not being resuscitated. I was like,
oh my God.
Calm down. And then she kept going, look me in the eyes. Are you not looking me in the eyes? I was like, girl, I'm looking you dead in the eyes right now. I was like, you want this banana? But I got her banana. I got her food. I got her a cookie. I got her Gatorade, water. I offered Benadryl. I offered everything. But when she was high, she was like, this is what was the most frustrating. I was offering the help, but she absolutely refused to take it. And I'm like,
well, you know, when you're so high,
you're better.
She said she felt like her throat was closing.
That's what I said. Benadryl. Let's give you a little Benadryl. It would also sober you up a little bit. Let's do something to help the situation. And she was like one of those people who was like, no help whatsoever. But I want you to help me, but you're not helping me. But I won't accept your help. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. No. When that's why I can't do drugs. Literally, that is why I don't do drugs, because I have zero control over my fucking emotions or how I feel. Oh, and the minute I get one bad negative thought in my head, game over. Like, literally, I am fucked.
That was my whole night right there.
I am up Schitt's Creek without a fucking paddle, bro.
Yeah. It was just constantly. She was like, my mind's like moving away from my body and it just keeps coming back. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds like a good time to me. I don't know why you're freaking out. And then I turn on
you're
couples
like Jay
retreat.
And Haley's like me.
Yeah.
That's our whole relationship.
It's so true.
Literally.
I turned on couples retreat and she was like, this is demonic. You have to turn it off. I was like, it's couples retreat.
With Jennifer Aniston? Yes. Oh my God. Demonic.
I was like, no, it's not.
You're like, not really, no.
No, it's
that is
not.
So funny. But that's how you know that she was in a state of panic, because that's how I get when I'm having really bad anxiety. I literally feel like everything's demonic.
Never doing drugs with Haley ever again.
Yeah, please don't. She almost cried today when I fucking... Haley, we love you, but
I love you so much.
She's literally upstairs sleeping right now. Yeah. And she's about to get locked in a private jet for an hour and a half. if she has anxiety on this jet, Mimi, we're done. I'm done. I can't be in that same vicinity, bro. I'm bringing an ice pack. I'm bringing Benadryl. I'm bringing blood pressure cuff.
We're just
going
to knock her out.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I take the fucking Benadryl and just don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Until fucking we land, please. Because yeah. I'm already fucking scared as shit of these things. I'd rather fly commercial than a private jet any day.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
You're going to answer some questions now?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
A lot of them asked me questions too, which I thought was super sweet.
So on Patreon, if you're a Patreon member, you get to ask exclusive questions that we will answer directly. So since our podcast guest canceled, we went to Patreon and you guys did not disappoint. So we're going to answer
all the questions.
Yeah, we're going to answer as many questions as we can for sure.
How come you weren't able to make it to the Utah show?
Well, we just told you.
Yep.
By the way, we're in our West Coast studio, if you can't tell. I love being here. It's like so comfy. The West Coast studio is way more comfortable than the Nashville studio. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Nashville studio is like, I feel like this is a mullet. So it's like party in the front, business. What is it? Business in the front, party in the back.
Yes.
Yeah. So Nashville is party in business in the front and the West Coast is party in the back.
Yeah. No, I love this studio.
I'm literally barefoot right now. I would never do that in Nashville.
No, you wouldn't.
Ever.
Okay. We're going to start out with your vitamin journey because I was like the number one asked question.
Yep.
We just released a new podcast with Danny.
Yep.
And everyone.
Which you guys loved that podcast with Danny.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone loved the interview with Danny. So we're going to circle back with that. And everyone wanted to know about your vitamin overdose.
Yeah, because how I overdosed on vitamins.
Yeah, we went through that together. That was a day.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, it was more than a day. So. God, I don't even, let me gather my thoughts here. On this whole spiritual journey that I've been on, I started it in 2017 when I got off pills and then 2018 when I got off alcohol. And my brain just was not right. Like when you get sober after doing drugs for fucking 20 years, your Xanax especially going cold turkey. Like
I was
going to
say the cold turkey, you didn't just wean off.
Nope.
You didn't like ease into, no, you literally were just like done.
Oh, yeah. I was done.
So everything hit you at once.
So everything hit me at once. And then also I went through that miscarriage with Jay that I talked about on TikTok in 2020. And anyways, starting in 2018, I knew that I felt off. So I had started venturing into vitamins anyways. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do like St. John's Wort. I was trying to do like a bunch of other. I didn't do Sammy about 2021. Oh,
okay. Yeah. But that helped for a little while.
And it still does. It's always a great 911 situation, you know? But I had tried everything. I'm talking like B12, fucking fish oils, L-theanine, and fucking just went through the whole list of things. And after 2020... when I fell into my suicidal ideation is when I was like, okay, I need to get with somebody who could help me and like start testing my body and like test my blood because I could tell like I would take St. John's Wort and my eyes would be so sensitive to the sun and like I would get headaches and just vitamins hit me so differently than other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take like I think it's L-theanine that I took one night. I took a whole one and I couldn't even lift my arm off the couch. I felt like I was on like drugs, like it was so bad, but my husband could take it and fucking be fine.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, something's not right. So I started visiting a holistic practitioner, not Danny, in Franklin, Tennessee, I think around 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. And they started doing like muscle testing on me. They didn't do any blood testing. So that was the first flag there because muscle testing is good. And for those of you who don't know what muscle testing is, you can literally take anything in the world, a product of any sort, and ask your body, you know, like this is water. So you can just hold it to your chest like this. And there's different ways of muscle testing, but this is how I do it. And you can hold it to your chest and you can say, you know, does my body need this? And your body, you have to stand up when you do it. And you close your eyes, you say, does my body need this? And your body will lean forward if it does, and it will fall back if it doesn't. And it does work a lot of the time because you can feel the gravitational pull. It's crazy. But they also go through and they do like muscle testing with like how your hand reacts to certain things.
Like so, pushing on it and seeing the tension. Yeah.
You ended up going to them, didn't you? Yeah. Okay. So you know, I thought this was the greatest thing. I was like, okay, cool. Maybe I don't need to do the blood testing. Maybe I can just go straight into this and my muscle testing will do it. So they had put me on this regimen because they said that I had I needed to detox my body, which you do have to detox your body a lot of the times, especially for gut health. Mm-hmm. So I started taking these detox vitamins and I'm telling you, I felt fucking amazing. I felt so good. And, you know, after the 3 months was up of the detoxing, she's like, okay, we're going to go ahead and switch you and I'm going to put you on different supplements. And I'm like, okay. So, and all these supplements that I was taking, by the way, are food-based supplements. So it wasn't like synthetic vitamins or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was food-based. So I didn't think that I could get hurt, you know, by any of these at all. And when she tried to get me to wean off of the detox vitamins, my body went into withdrawals and I got super depressed and like my body was just, and I was just finally feeling good again. So I was like, bitch, I'm not getting off of these detox vitamins. I want to keep taking them. And she's like, okay, well, they're just food, so they can't hurt you, you know? And so fast forward, I'm taking the detox vitamins for about a year and, you know, they have like all the vitamins in it and stuff like that. And then I start going to Danny and Danny does my testing. So we start doing the blood tests and all that stuff. And, you know, Danny's like, you need to change your diet, blah, blah, blah. And at this time, I was just like, I'm not changing my fucking diet. I can do this without having to change my diet. Not that I ate bad anyways, but I did eat a lot of things I shouldn't have. And she had added on some supplements to the ones that I was already taking because, you know, she was like, you need to get off of these. And I was just like, I can't. I physically cannot. My body goes through withdrawals, not realizing that had I just stopped taking them within a week, my body would have regulated.
Yeah.
But because I had such bad suicidal ideation, the fear mm-hmm. of feeling that for a week is what had me in a chokehold. And I was just like, I cannot go through that. Not right now. I'm too weak. Like I wasn't strong enough.
Yeah. I was going to say strong enough to be able to make that choice.
Dude, there was a time where I was so suicidal that I thought that I wouldn't even make it to the next month. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't have guns in the house. Like it was bad. Like I would cry just because I felt so low, you know, like it was just the worst feeling in the world. So Danny's like, all right, I'm not going to fucking strong arm you. If you're not going to stop taking them, that's fine. But you do need to lift your D and your B12 levels. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can do that. So me being the fucking hedgehog that I am was like, you know, I took a half of B12 and I was like, okay, I feel great. I took, you know, a vitamin D and I did that until my body couldn't feel it anymore. So when my body, when I would start feeling a little off or not as good as I felt before, I would take more. Mm-hmm. So I ended up taking like, I would wake up.
It's like a handful.
And take like, I mean, there's a fucking TikTok. If you look on my TikTok page where I do a day in a life of a gold digger and you can see every fucking vitamin that I take. I mean, it had to have been like 20.
Yeah.
20 a morning.
Yeah.
That I would take. I was taking like five of the.
You were buying them in like the ginormous like containers too. Yeah, not even just the littles.
It was really bad. And so one day I just wasn't feeling good and I just started not feeling good at all. And I felt like I was getting tattooed by Ash. She had flown out to finish tattooing my thigh. And I kept like, it was like restless arm syndrome. And I was like shaking and I had to make her stop because I just felt like so like, you know?
Yeah.
It was like you want to jump out of your skin and your muscles don't feel good and all that. That's a fucking warning sign that you're overdosing on vitamins. But do I pay attention? No. I'm just like, oh, let me take more. Maybe I'm just not feeling good. Yeah. Maybe I'm just not feeling great. So I wake up the next day and I had talked to one of my therapists at the time and they have this super vitamin that's called, oh my God, I cannot think of the name right now, but I can see the picture of it. It's like Declan. Is that what it's called? That's like the name for it, but it's a vitamin B is what it is. But it's like prescription strength vitamin B.
Lord.
So I wake up the next day and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this because I had tried it before and I thought it was great, but it's methylated and like it's good for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I wasn't feeling great, but I was just like, whatever, took all my vitamins and then popped that half of that B vitamin. Mm-hmm. And I started not feeling good, but I was like, hey, B, you want to go tan? Because I was like, if I don't feel good, let me just go tan. Maybe it'll lift me up, whatever. We are halfway in the car. It's me, Chachi, and Bailey. And I'm like, Bailey, something's wrong. And, you know, Bailey's poor, sweet Bailey is just like, she tries to hold it together, you know. And she's like, you're okay, Mom. Let's just get to the tanning place, you know. And we get to the tanning place. And I'm telling you, I feel like my soul is being sucked out of me. I keep getting like tunnel vision. My heart is fucking racing through the roof. Fucking, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I feel like I'm going to, I want to lay down on the ground and fucking just die. Like, it was so bad. But I was like, you know what? My kid's here. Like, I cannot fucking do that. My dog's in the back. So I go inside. I tan. Almost fucking die in the tanning booth. But come back out. And Bailey's still in there. And I text Jay. I was like, I have to go to the hospital. I'm about to call 911. And he's like, where's the kid? Are you okay? Where are you? And I think he was like across town or out of town. I can't remember. But I was like, Chachi's here. The kid's here. I don't know what to do. He's like, baby, if you're really feeling that sick, call 911. So I call 911. Ambulance pulls up. They're like, you're in tachycardia. Your heart rate is so high. Like, we've got to take you in right now. I'm like, my kid's here. My dog's here. And Bailey's like, it's fine. I'm going to call the neighbor, have the neighbor come get me, whatever. I literally had to leave Bailey and Chachi in the middle of this fucking parking lot. I felt so bad. They would not let her come with me. And I'm in the back of the fucking ambulance. They can't get a needle in me because my veins are so restricted just from being overdosing. And they're like, you know, they kept asking me if I took like an EpiPen because my adrenaline was so high and they could not get my heart rate down at all. They were pumping fluids in me, could not get my heart rate down. Finally, I asked for some Benadryl. I was like, can I have Benadryl? They're like, we can't give you anything while you're in the ambulance, but when you get there, yes. Because I had been overdosing on vitamins for a couple of weeks. And anytime I had this feeling, I would take a little bit of Benadryl and it would calm me down. We get to the fucking hospital. The hospital fucking gives me Ativan, which, let me tell you, I was flying high.
You said that was true.
I was like, this is all I needed. Hey, I was like, it felt so good. I hadn't been that high in fucking forever. And I was like, God, this is why I used to take Xanax. And they're like, you're just having a panic attack. And I'm like, no, sir.
Yeah.
This is not a panic attack. I've lived with anxiety my entire life. I've never had a panic attack like this. He's like, nope, it's a panic attack. Would you like an Ativan prescription? And I was like, I would like one, yes, but I can't have one. You know, I was like, no, because I don't want to even open up that fucking can of worms. So we go home that night and I'm like, something's not right. I didn't have a fucking panic attack. I know my body. I went to my doctor again, Doc Felix. We love Doc Felix. You guys have seen her on the podcast. Had her draw my blood immediately the day after I got out of the hospital. Test results came back. I had overdosed on vitamin D and B12. They were hospitalization levels. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't know how you didn't cause like permanent damage to your heart, which I think I have.
Was that the day that you were at the house and she came to the house?
Because
remember, that's the day we really like narrowed it down.
Yeah.
To the fact that you were probably overdosing because you thought you were having POTS, because when you would stand up, your blood pressure would just give out.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Felix came to the house and we went through all your vitamins, and I had called a friend of mine who owned a nutrition shop, and I'm like, hey, like, this is how much she takes. These are what she takes. And he said, I know like ginormous bodybuilders that can't even take that.
Yeah.
And she's taking that daily.
Yeah.
And then Doc Felix ran some tests on you and stuff. That's when
she ran some tests, yep.
And found out
that I had fucking those levels
were just crazy
high.
Unreal numbers.
Yeah. So I immediately stopped everything.
Yeah.
I fucking went cold turkey again.
That was the last day you took it.
And let me tell you, I feel better now. It was almost like I needed that macrodose. Please don't do this at home. It was almost like I needed that macrodose of vitamins, though, to like jolt my body and back into, I don't want to say normal because I'm never going to be normal when I'm sober. Or maybe I'm just never normal and that's why I fucking use drugs. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking... But
are any of us normal?
I mean, no, but I'm not right in the head.com at all. Like, something's wrong with me. I wake up some days and I feel amazing. And then there's other days like today. I just fucking am tired.
You feel like we're bipolar.
Do I feel like I'm bipolar?
You're bipolar.
When I used to do drugs, yes, because I had extreme highs and extreme lows. But I don't think you're around me all the time. Like, be honest, do I have extreme highs and lows, or
no,
am I just more?
You're pretty
like
neutral.
I'm pretty
until
more,
someone pisses you off.
Right.
And then you're like, fuck you.
Yeah. But I'm pretty much more of like, I don't want to say high strung because I'm not high strung, but I'm more of like just super in tune with my body. And I know like when something's off or when I don't feel good or if I haven't slept good or, you know, I'm just super sensitive to life. So.
Yeah. Do you think that is being sober or were you like this prior? Do you feel like you were very hypersensitive? Because I know you were, you didn't start drugs till later on in life anyway. So I feel like during, but I don't know if anyone's really normal when they're a teenager because we have like hormones and we have all those kind of things. Because like my husband asked me often, like, when did the depression hit?
Yeah.
Because like you weren't always like this. And I was like, well, that's true. Because I don't remember ever having depression when I was a teenager. But also we're becoming who we are now. You know, that my depression didn't kick in until I was in my early 20s.
I didn't get depression until I was 40, right? A day after my 40th birthday. I was like, happy birthday.
Here you go.
Literally.
Yeah. I've been like, I think I'm 11 years in now.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like just a chemical transaction.
I don't even know if it was like, I never really got sober. There's only been a couple years. And even then during the years I wasn't smoking, I was drinking. If I wasn't drinking, I was smoking.
Yeah.
And that's been since I was 13, you know, maybe 12, 13 is when I really started smoking weed and then into drinking as a younger teen. And then, you know, so on and so forth. I don't think I've ever like not had a vice.
Yeah.
Truly. Except for maybe the beginning of this year from when I almost died in December. To, I would say, probably like April-ish, I was sober. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
No, it's being, sobriety sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It is the worst fucking journey you'll ever go on.
Yeah.
You have to get, it's, I'm literally raw dogging, white knuckling life every fucking day. And it's, there's so many times that I'm like, dude, if I could just fucking have a drink. But I can't just have a drink. I have to drink the entire bottle. And
you have that addictive personality.
Be down for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then I want to fucking pop Xanax. And then maybe even do a line of Coke, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like my mental health is not well enough to be.
To ever get back on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm stronger when I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just have the way. I can just be like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But yeah, since that happened, since being overdosed on vitamins, I haven't taken any. Like here and there I will, but my body's just so sensitive and I'm just...
You'll never take what you had before.
No, fuck no. But my body's just so sensitive. Anything I... Did it turn off? Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that was my overdosing on vitamins journey. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com. sonobello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's sonobello, sonobello.com/bunny.
That was a journey.
No, for sure. Definitely a journey.
What has been your favorite city to visit on tour so far?
When people ask me that, it's so hard to narrow it down. It's like asking what's your favorite song, because I love each city for different things.
Yeah.
So
I've had a lot of fun in each city.
Yeah.
There's something different that we've gone and like done. We don't always get to go out. I don't think people realize how fast we're moving either.
No.
Because sometimes we're pulling into a city 9 o'clock in the morning, sleeping for, you know, a good little bit, then getting ready, starting the show, and jumping right back on the bus and driving again. Yeah. Like there's
not, like we're not even in the city for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of the times, like there's no days off in between. Mm-hmm. You're city to city super fast.
Yeah.
We did that the other day when we did the Vegas to Utah to Vegas.
Oh yeah.
In 24 hours, we pulled out of here at 2 a.m. and we pulled back in here at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. Like exactly at 2 a.m. I thought that was really crazy. What's something that fun that we've done on the tour so far?
I think something that was fun that we did was the White House. That was really
cool.
That
was so cool.
I was actually surprised at how dope DC is.
Yeah.
It's actually like a really cool little city.
Yeah.
Maybe just from what we saw as a tourist, you know, but I thought it was like super clean and like nice and just
really liked it.
I also loved the downtown area.
Love jet skiing.
Yeah. The jet skiing was fun.
That was so much fun, dude. Yeah, we got out. Me, Maui, Gracie, and Bunny all got out on jet skis. Oh, and JB, and just tore up the fucking lake. It was in Oklahoma. First off, didn't know we were going to be on a lake in the middle of Oklahoma.
Yeah, we woke up and just one. I walked out to let Chachi out, and there's a lake.
Yeah.
So she texts me. She's like, "We can jet ski." I was like, "Well, okay." I want to tell you why we were so excited to jet ski. We went to fucking New Hampshire, which I love New Hampshire. Where we stayed, it was really cool. They had a lake there too, and everything. New Hampshire has a fucking rule that you have to take a 90-minute test and you have to pass this test or you can't ride on the fucking jet ski.
You're basically getting a license to operate a boating vehicle.
Yeah, but I fail every test I ever take because I have fucking ADD, you know, and I just zoom through shit because I can't comprehend it. So I was like, I'm not doing this. And I'm so glad we didn't, because the boys went and failed like, and wasted their fucking time. Yeah. So it was like, I knew that was going to be me, but I wasn't going to do it and actually waste my time doing it. But they had the best sugar-free ice cream there. Oh my God. It was so good.
Yeah. No, this place that we did end up getting a jet ski, we were like, do we have to take a class? And they're like, no, you have to watch a 2-minute video. And we were like, done.
We were like, sold. Sold. Gonna do it. Yeah. So that was fun. I think just every city brings their own vibe. KC was fun, even though their security there sucked.
Oh,
it was crazy. The meet and greets have been really fun.
Bro, the meet and greets. Another person asked about the meet and greets. Let me find that question real fast, because we can just wrap this into two. What is the best part of doing the meet and greets?
I will say this will be the only meet and greets I'll ever do.
I wouldn't say that. Maybe we'll do like a Q&A meet and greet where you like.
Yeah. If we can redesign the meet and greet to where I can spend more time with people.
Yes.
I will definitely do that.
We are literally limited to less than an hour.
Yeah. We're limited to less than an hour. And the way they wanted me to do it was like shake people's hands. Are we allowed to say this or is Live Nation going to kill us?
No.
No what?
I don't think so.
You don't think we're allowed to say it? Or?
I don't know.
It's not for me, because I want to make everybody feel cherished and I want to take time with them. And, you know, like I want
to make sure they're heard.
If I could do like an open forum where everybody that comes just sits down and asks me and Jay questions, or me and the crew questions, and we can just spend that whole hour with all of you, I would love that, as opposed to getting 1 to 2 minutes with each person. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and some people take up more time and then you feel bad because that's now intruding on the people who have been waiting in line just as long, but they might be in the back of the line. And like it's rough because you care, honestly, because you do want to hear what people have to say and like spend that time, make them feel like it was worth it.
I can't even believe people come and fucking stand in lines and wait to talk to me and take a picture with me and fucking have spent the money in the heat, fucking bring their kids. Mm-hmm. There was a grandma who was hot, by the way. She was fucking, I couldn't even believe she was a grandma, who walked in with four or five of her grandkids. I was just like, man, this is crazy. But my favorite part of the meet and greets is getting to just be in people's energy.
Yeah.
You know, I love being able to meet who supports me because mm-hmm. to me, they're the ones that inspire me, you know, like fuck me inspiring them. Like I do what I do for the people who are like, go bunny go, yeah. you know, and like
we
have
wouldn't
my
be
back
here if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. So it's just been fun. It's been an experience. But like I said, this will probably be my last meet and greet. So
in this style. Yeah. For
in this
sure.
style.
Because if we ever decide to do it again, please don't not buy tickets because of that. Please buy them.
No, it'll
no, we'll
be
just
a,
do it in a different
it'll
way.
It'll be a better experience. Maybe like with the podcast or something like that, we'll be able to do like, you know, like a hour meet and greet after the show or before the show or something.
Agreed. I've loved meeting everyone. I think it's been really great.
You know, everybody's been such little angels.
I only picked this one because of what happened last night.
Oh, God.
Would love to hear if y'all have had any psychedelic experiences. And I remember a long time ago on one of the podcasts, you told a story about, like, you had seen something or done something that made you see stuff.
Yeah. In a I've done acid twice, I think. And the first time I did acid, it was a great trip. And, like, we fucking laid on an electricity box. We laid outside on an electricity box in a fucking apartment complex and stared at the sky. And I saw angels. And then I had sex on it with my ex. It was fucking amazing. Great. God, sex on acid is actually pretty fun. We stared at my panties for, like, 2 hours.
Oh.
Because they were, like, in a neon light. And then the second time I did, or actually that was the second time I did acid. And then the first time I did acid was a good trip. But my ex that passed away, he looked like the devil to me and it scared me. So I was like, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And I just left him there tripping on acid by himself.
Yeah.
And fucking me and my girl just left. But yeah, it was a good time. I've never had a bad experience with acid.
Mm-hmm.
Ecstasy and Molly, on the other hand, bleh, those aren't hallucinogenics though. Those are just fucking dirty drugs. Yeah. I don't like them at all.
I accidentally hallucinated on DayQuil the other day.
How?
NyQuil. NyQuil.
Okay.
Yeah,
NyQuil I could understand. DayQuil, I'm like, how?
No, I took way too much. I was sick as fuck. I was really trying to get better. And then I just started to hallucinate. It was bad. Everything was just like melting in on me. Yeah.
You and the fucking melting. I don't know how you tolerate it, dude.
Yeah, when I did shrooms the other day, it felt like my face was melting off of it.
She's like, it feels so good. I'm like, I will fucking go to the hospital. If something starts melting around me, I'm going to freak out, full panic fucking.
I just embrace it. I know it's not forever and I know I only have it temporarily, so I embrace it and enjoy it.
You're a fucking psychopath. Literally. There's something wrong with you. I've been telling her that all morning. I'm like, you're not right.
I know. I was like, dude, I took 1.5 of what she took and she lost it. And I was like, I barely feel high.
You're like, I'm going to take more.
I was about to if she wouldn't have made the trip so bad. Man, it was just constantly like, look me in my eyes. And I was like, no, fucking weirdo. She's like laying in bed. Dude, she'd be like sound asleep. I'd hear her start snoring. And then she would just sit up and be like, do you think we're dead?
God, go to bed, you freak.
I know. I literally for like an hour was like, can you just close your fucking eyes? Like just.
It was so funny because I could tell Mimi was high too because she kept texting me. She's going to go to sleep soon. She's really going to go to sleep.
I was putting into the universe. I swear. I was like, please someone make her go to sleep.
Just smash
like
her head
3
down.
3 hours in of just her freaking out. And I was like, I just want to enjoy my high.
You're like, golly. Yeah, please never give her that shit again. Because she was so sensitive today. I said something to her. This is what I was telling you guys earlier that I fucking forgot. She's not communicating today because she's not all
at
there.
All.
So she kept going in to do my eye. And I thought she wanted my lid down. And like we danced like this for like 5 times.
She wasn't telling you what she wanted.
And
though.
I'm like, I finally looked at her. I'm like, what do you want? Like, what? Tell me what to do. And she started crying. I was like, Haley, you cannot be this sensitive, baby. I was like, you are fucking go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Just
sleep
baby.
It off.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part of working together?
Hardest part of working together?
We're all women. We all have emotions. That's how I feel. I've cried like 5 times already in the past like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I don't think there's any hard part. We're pretty even keel, you know.
We work together so perfectly.
Yeah,
like,
I know, like we're great.
Everyone just acknowledges each other's emotions and we just move forward. I just cry a lot.
I think that situation that happened with Haley Was that last year or the beginning of this year?
It was like a couple months ago.
Was it a couple months ago? Yeah. That situation that happened with Haley last season on Meet the D-Fords was real. And I think what she had to learn was how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you and I have already learned that because we've been working together for so long. You know how I am.
Yeah.
Like, if you talk to me, we could figure anything out.
Anything.
Anything.
You just have to be honest. One, don't let you find out from someone else.
Right.
And, like, that's the most important thing. Like, don't go and tell other people how you feel. Like, you need to come to her about it first.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm kind of the same way. I'm just like, if I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, just talk to me.
Tell me. Don't go tell other people that. Right. Like, and just be open about your feelings.
Yeah. Like, just fucking be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling about this situation. And I'll be like, cool. At least I know where you stand. And it's either going to be, let's do this or let's do that. You know, there's no wrong answer to come to me and say something, you know, because I don't feel like I'm their boss. I feel like we are a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. We're all bosses.
We're all like business partners. I like to tell people, like, you and I specifically, like, we're business partners. No, like, we work together and we have been working together for 6 years now. Almost. Yeah. Like, it's just, we've made this happen.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I just think that we just enjoy each other's company so much, mm-hmm. you know, like,
not everyone can say that. Yeah. I have, like, since being in the industry, saw so many people who work together and who, like, have businesses together. And it's so sad to see them not be able to even be friends outside of that.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't want to work with people like that.
Yeah, like, I like having friendships within business. And I know that's not always, like, the best thing to do, but, like, I feel like it brings you closer because then you both care just as much about the situation.
Well, that, and it's like you guys both have goals that you're working towards, that you're trying to help each other succeed. You know, like, when I started building my brand, I even told Haley and Mimi, like, this isn't just about me. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to put you guys on my TikTok. I want to help you guys with your brands. I even told Mimi the beginning of last year, I was like, you have to make a Facebook page.
I know.
I was
she made me make another TikTok. So I was like, TikTok's just not, like, a thing. Like, I just do it for fun. She's like, no, bitch. And I was like, okay.
I'm like, make then another made a Facebook TikTok. Yeah, you know, like, I want you guys to build a brand together, so it's not like only one of us is shining. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why, like, Haley can't go anywhere without somebody being like, you're Bunny's makeup artist. Yeah. And nobody,
or the rib video.
Oh yeah, or the rib video. Or, and people know Mimi as
your daughter.
That, and I'm so tired of that. That, and they're like, oh, you're her hairdresser. Oh, you're her manager. You know, like, people know we're just known that where there's one, the others are.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and that's how I had always envisioned. Like a cult. Literally. And that's how I had always envisioned our business to be, was everybody building a brand, because what good is it? A lot of people don't bring their makeup artist and their hairdresser and their manager in the limelight. And I just think that's weird, because everybody, you cater to the thick alternative goth girls who, you know, like, are moms and, like, you have your own little niche. Mm-hmm. Haley has her niche, you know, and then I have mine. So it's like, why not hit all three bases in the same group?
Absolutely. And you know who else? Kim always did that with her hairstylist and makeup artist. I feel like she never, like, shadowed them. She was always like, I will help support you in whatever way I can. Yeah, even when they've, like, launched their own products and stuff, she's been a part of their launches. And I think that's so cool that she didn't just, like, turn her back towards their businesses. She was just really like, how can I help?
We all got to eat.
Yeah.
We're literally all just trying to fucking build something, you know? Absolutely. And I think all boats float. Yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah.
What is the most valuable lesson you've ever learned? I know mine.
Go ahead. You go first.
Being comfortable with uncomfortable conversations, because I'm able to apply that in every aspect of life, from business to relationships to parenting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the most important thing I've ever learned, because I was the worst at that. I always felt like, and you say it best, is that not all conversations have to end in confrontation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, that is the truth. Like, it is totally okay to speak to people and have, like, resolution at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was raised so, like, no forgiveness, everything's going to be a confrontation type mentality, that it took me until I was, like, in my 20s to finally be like, owning a business with that, and having, like, 7 employees under me where that look at me towards, like, advice and conversation.
Yeah.
I had to learn that, like, if I'm going to come to them and tell them how to be better, I need to be comfortable with that without thinking they're going to quit or be fired or whatever.
Right. So. And also be able to take criticism in return.
Exactly. I always like end a conversation with, like, well, how can I do better in my part too. Like, I would never come to someone and be like, you're doing this wrong, without being like, how could I have helped that situation?
Yeah.
Because that's just as important. I need to know. And not everyone's comfortable coming to someone else and being like, these things bother me about you.
Yeah.
While me and you are. Yeah. Like, other people, not so much.
I had a breakdown with Mimi like 2 weeks ago. I was like, you're leaving tour for a month. Jay's manager would never do that to him.
4 days.
It was a month. It looked like a lot of numbers on the calendar. Okay. I was like, bitch, you're leaving me. Like, and Mimi came in just bawling her eyes out. I'm like, Mimi, it's fine. I'm calmed down now. Like,
she wasn't at the time.
Yeah.
I cried, like, in front of the whole band.
But and even, yeah, but even like when I'm upset about something, I'm not like attacking anybody.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of like freaking out, like, what am I gonna do without you? You know, like, I don't know
what are you gonna do without me?
I don't know. I'm still stressed about my hair in Texas, so I have no fucking idea. I'm gonna figure it out, okay? But yeah, no, you have to have those conversations. But biggest lesson I think I've learned, that's such a good question because I've learned so many lessons in life. I don't know, I think maybe how to be grateful and humble, and that you don't always have to be seen to be heard. You know, like, I feel like when you're young, you're just all over the place. And I was all over the place. I was very flagrant and obnoxious, and, you know, nobody was going to tell me shit. I came from the bottom and I fucking had a lot of fuck you money, you know, and I could do whatever I wanted to do. So, and I still have fuck you money. We're laughing because it's the song we heard the other day.
I was so like, much.
This is my new fucking clapback for the haters. But I think there's a way to still be soft and humble and grateful, so that life keeps giving back to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you are pompous and arrogant and have a shit attitude like I used to have when I was younger, you know, life humbles you and you find out very quickly that, one, that shit can all be taken away at any time. Two, none of it means shit. So it's like, you know, just be humble, just be grateful, and the universe and the Lord will always provide for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Shout out Kim for asking that.
Shout out Kim.
What's your favorite brand for clothes? I chose this specifically for this reason. So it says, you know, or is a lot of it custom made for you? People do not realize that you are the like least bougie person I know.
Literally.
And you have the most amount of money of someone that I know. And she will literally order off of Shein, Fashion Nova, and Amazon all day, every day.
All day long. Fucking, my husband calls me cheap.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't like to say that I'm cheap. I like to say that I'm frugal. There's a difference.
What is frugal?
I am frugal.
What does that mean?
There's a difference between cheap and frugal. Let's see.
What is the definition of frugal? Sparing.
I am very sparing.
Economical, and what's with regard of money or food.
There you go. And what's the definition of cheap?
What's the definition of cheap? Low in price, worth more than it is cost.
Okay, see? I'm not cheap. I'm frugal. See? I just won that fucking battle. I need to... I love, like right now, I'm wearing a shirt off Amazon, jeans I found that were like fucking $20, I think. Like, I love cheap stuff because, one, designer shit does not fit me. I don't like it. It's fucking weird. I've never looked at a designer outfit and been like, I want that.
Shall we tell them about the leggings?
Yes. Okay. So here's perfect example. Mugler. I fucking finally splurge and get some Mugler leggings. The ones that are see-through. The ones that I wore to the Vegas show. If you guys go back on any of my TikTok, Instagram, you'll be able to see them. Yeah. Not this Vegas show, but the last year's Vegas show, the black ones. I splurge. They're like fucking $800 to $1,500 a pair. But I love these fucking things so much that I was like, I have to have them. So I order the fucking leggings. They get here. I documented this on TikTok. First of all, they're like paper.
Like nylons.
Not even. Nylon is stretchy. This shit was like paper. Like
tissue paper.
Literally. And you fucking put it on and they rip. So all night long, I had a rip in my fucking pants in the front. But still.
That was your second pair.
That was my second pair, yes.
The first pair just split.
Yeah,
the first pair split. I mean, it just split. And she was like, what the fuck are we going
to
do?
Yeah, but I had to change my whole outfit.
Yeah, you had the second pair show up the morning of.
Yeah.
And as she's putting them on, just an absolute run.
Run.
Goes right through the front.
Yeah. So I just don't see the point. I think that I even have an issue with designer bags. Now I kind of have a little bit of a fetish for them. My husband created a monster.
Yeah.
But my husband looked at me one day and was like, bitch, you make too much money to not carry a designer purse. You're embarrassing. I was like, rude. Oh, I was like, you're bougie like fucking roll, bro. Like, you guys have no idea. My husband is the bougie one out of us.
He is, for sure.
Old thread count roll.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he will come in and be like, the thread count on these sheets is not 10,012. And I'm like, who are you? I'm like, you used to sleep in a fucking van with crumbs and condoms on the floor. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
The crumbs and condoms.
Oh, Bertha was disgusting. But, yeah, no, he is so picky about shit. And I'm just like, I wasn't going to argue with him because I was like, you know what? I've fucking just deserve it. I have a real problem with thinking I deserve things, but I was finally just like, you know what? I deserve it. Let me go splurge. And now I like love Louis. I love Dior. I've always loved Dior bags, but to me, they're just not big enough to carry all the shit I need. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as like designer clothes, the cheaper, the better, baby. Because honestly, I only wear things once too. So if I'm photographed in it or if I wore it on stage, I've been giving all my clothes to Caitlin now.
Yeah.
Caitlin.
She's like, we got to check to make sure we don't wear the same thing some nights and stuff.
To Caitlin Curtis on tour because, you know, she wears the same size as me. And
the only like things you've been custom, your wedding dress recently was just custom. Mm-hmm. The dresses that you wear on the red carpet are custom.
Right.
But your everyday clothes, your podcasting clothes, even show clothes.
Yeah.
There's very few pieces that are either high end or custom.
Yeah. I've never wore a high end pair of pants except for the Muglers. Mm-hmm. And I've. T-shirts. Couple
of your like new bodysuits are nice.
Yeah, those are Angel Brinks, and she fucking is just an amazing designer. But yeah,
and the outfit you wore to Vegas, you had someone, right? Because that was like a big show for us.
Oh, and Wicked Lester Clothing, yes, she has been designing a lot of my stuff. Mm-hmm. She's been designing like a lot of the rock and roll stuff that I wear.
But those are like
she's
I said,
so dope, you guys, sprinkled. And she's very affordable. So go check her out on Instagram or
her work
TikTok.
Beautiful
Wicked Lester Clothing, man, she's amazing, and she's hot as fuck, and she's like in fucking the UK, and if you order something she'll have it to you in like 2 weeks.
Oh, this is just a quick question, we're not going to go into detail, but someone wanted to know the rowdiest crowd we've had so far. We're just going to tell you our like favorite meet and greet was Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, they're
you
awesome.
Guys showed out. The crowd was loud. I mean, that crowd, I had to actually like go out in there. They were crazy loud, and everyone who walked through that door to meet you was just like
amazing.
The most like
a lot of theys and gays were there too, and I loved them.
Oh, a beautiful experience. Love that. But this is how do you manage to eat healthy on tour? What do you do? Go ahead and tell them.
Well, I had to buy a fucking crock pot, a fucking one skillet, an air fryer. I literally wake up every day and cook my meals every fucking day. At breakfast, I eat the same thing. Fucking lunch, I'll usually try to like make something that I can like that will tide me over to the next day too. Lots of salads. I mean, if you want to eat right, you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. No, she,
I don't think I've eaten one time at the fucking...
Not at catering. No.
Never once.
Catering's very hit or miss. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys for feeding us every day. I ate the meatballs the other day. They were vegan. But it... Some of their food is good. They had an eggplant lasagna the other day that actually slapped. Like, I went back for seconds. I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
I love it.
And then they do a lot of like chopped salads, which I really love. It's like the pre-made, so they'll make like an Italian one that's got like the olives and the feta cheese and stuff like that. Yeah. So I and they have a salad bar every night, and they have a juicer, which I have found out that I love juicing. I'm buying one when good. I get home for the new house, because
it sucks when you do it yourself though.
I make it every day.
Really?
Yeah. Every morning I wake up and they have a ginormous basket and a juicer.
Wow.
And I make myself a juice. Andy has taught me actually how to make a really good juice. And
make
so
a, make one with apples, oranges, and carrots. Oh, my God.
That's what we do. It's apple, oranges, carrots, cucumber, celery, beets, ginger. And then I add a little bit of paprika to the top of it.
I think you got Mexican in you somewhere.
I do. My dad's Mexican.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. That's why you like all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was raised.
I never knew Pops was Mexican.
Yeah. He's the only white looking one out of the whole family. How it's funny to look at a picture because we're like on that side, they're the Garcias. But my grandma decided to, you know, fuck a white man. And then they're the only ones that popped out with blue eyes and blonde hair.
Yeah.
And you
it's
look
like
at
Charlie.
Them. Yeah. When you look at them in like the lineup, it's like. They're just like the ones on the end that are just white.
Yeah.
It is so funny to see my family
pictures.
That's like
pictures. My friend Summer that was at the Vegas concert. She's Summer Rivera. She's literally Mexican.
You wouldn't think. Like, I look pasty as fuck. You would never guess that I have actually a good portion of I'm Mexican. So, and I was raised in a very, very, very dominantly Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the food I was raised off of and, like, what we ate all the time and the barbecues that we went to and stuff. Okay, next one.
Love it. But yeah, that's how I eat healthy on the road.
She cooks everything. Yep. You order groceries too, also.
I order groceries every fucking day. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting, to be honest. But if you want to eat healthy, you got to make it work.
If you could spend a day with one person from history just to pick their brain and be in their presence, dead or alive, who would it be?
Does it have to be a day or can it just be an hour? Because my love tank is on E.
You got 1 hour to spend it with anyone at any time, any dead or alive person.
Probably Jesus.
Damn, that was a good one.
Yeah, or God. Like, if I could ever get to him.
Wow.
Just, like, pick their brain. Just be like, what? Is this shit real? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, what a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go there. My brain went in every possible direction.
She said, yeah, I didn't go there.
I went for like Elvis.
You're making my smoker's cough come back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we need to clip that. Yeah, what did Taylor LaJoie say? Clip that.
What's your favorite sex position?
Oh, God. I feel like this question is just so... overrated.
No, I want to know your. I don't know yours. I know that you like it in the grave, on the grave.
Not in the grave. God.
On the graves. And you like.
Don't start that
you
rumor.
Like being beaten.
Don't fucking start that rumor. I don't like being beaten. I like being tossed up though.
That's
like
beaten.
I'm an alpha female.
If
toss
he punched
me in the
face,
around.
I would lose it. If I was bleeding.
It's you can have love smacks. You're not getting full on fucking punched
who
in your
loves
face.
Smacks?
I do. I love it. It's great. I mean, I like all positions. I think sex is a beautiful work of art. And I feel like writing, I can get to show off my skills, you know, and you
oh, the skills. Do you
me.
Have a do you have form when you do it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you have to. I sit straight up. A lot of girls like lean forward and stuff like that, but I sit straight up and because I have really good control of my hips and my legs. But I love doggy style. I like the one where you lay down with your legs spread and they like scissor in between.
Oh,
that
yeah,
shit's
yeah.
hot. I mean, I like it all. Hang me off the bed, slam my fucking head into a fucking bed frame. I don't care. Just fuck me. Like, literally, that's how I. How about you, Mimi?
Oh, I like a doggy.
She's like, everything else is It's a little too much. I think a better question is how long do you like to have sex?
Oh, not a long time.
Me either.
Dude, if you more than 10 minutes, I'm like, I can do
15. You're pushing it. Okay. Wait, like, just,
we got a whole lot of stuff to do.
I don't. There's some dudes that like to go for like hours. Like,
how?
Ew.
Why?
First of all, my pussy hole can't take that.
No.
There's no fucking way.
After a while, I'm like, it fucking hurts.
It does. It hurts. And it just like, it's like, what are we doing?
Okay.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, bro, like, hurry up. Let's fucking finish this up. But yeah, like those weird porn dudes. I don't know if you ever had one of them. I have. They just
sure haven't. Nope.
Yeah, the ones with like the weird flavor savers, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Not one of them.
Yeah, fucking, they get weird. And
I bet
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just fucking slam bam, thank you ma'am.
Oh, I love it. Okay,
keep it memorable, you know, just fuck the living breath out of me, leave me breathless. Not leave me fucking just
bored.
Counting sheep and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. That's
you know, something. You're just passing the time like one.
You're like thinking about all the shit you have to do. You're like, yeah. Man, I really got to get laundry done.
Just fucking to-do list. Like, I just cannot wait to leave. What is he doing back there?
Okay, I will give a tip that I have given to actually a lot of people, especially if you're plus size. So this is for my plus size girls. If you don't like to, like she said, she likes to ride. Like sitting straight up, I can't do that. I don't got like, that's just not going to happen. I have learned that instead of putting my legs over him, if I put them under his legs, then I have like the stability of it. And like you have total and utter control without using your hips.
Over him.
Like, okay. So if you're a reverse cowgirl. Okay, this is like only works in reverse cowgirl. Actually, I should have like specified that.
Okay, that I understand.
So then, like, his legs go over your legs versus your legs over his legs. So like a lot of girls will put their legs together and they will go over.
Mm-hmm.
If you spread his legs and put your legs up and under his, you have full and utter control and you don't get tired.
Yeah, I think that's how I ride.
Not a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think that's how I ride reverse cowgirl. Anyways. I like to switch it up. I'll fucking shove my legs under their butt. Get going. Dude, whatever I can do to fucking get to where I'm going, you know?
Not under.
You know what I'm saying? Just straight under them, too. Just bounce back on it.
Oh, man. You know how many guys are saving this podcast right now just to re-listen to
these two, our husbands are listening with their wives like, hey, honey, let's try that.
Bunny, how has it been managing your sobriety on the road, being like around a lot of people who do those things? Because I don't think a lot of people talk about how hard it is to be put in situations in which, because a lot of people come up to you, can I buy you a drink, when we're at like an after party or something like that, and you're constantly like, no, I'm sober. How does that ever affect you? Is it hard, or are you kind of used to it now?
It's never affected me because I'm so strong and steadfast in my sobriety.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a question or I even have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that my husband drinks. I don't care that people around me are drinking. I will say that you drunk motherfuckers look so stupid, though, and I'm judging every one of you all the time. I can't stand it. I'm just like, ugh, God, you were so cute until you got drunk. You know, like girls and guys.
She does, I swear.
Yeah, literally.
She'll tell me. She'll be like, ugh.
Yeah, it's just so gross the way people act when they're drunk. I just don't like it, and you guys might hate me for saying that, but there's nothing attractive about a woman who is stumbling and falling all over the place and does not have herself together, and there's nothing attractive about a man who reeks of alcohol.
Yeah.
And just sounds like
the first
jackass.
Thing she'll say if she hugs someone, she smells it. She's like, they smell like alcohol.
Yeah. Like, I just don't like it at all. My husband, don't think that I don't fucking tell his ass. He was trying to get on the bus the other day with us.
She's
fucking shit face. And I was like, no, I was like, I love you, but I'm not going to drive 8 hours with you fucked up. I was like, you go fucking razzle dazzle your own bus.
She goes, are you going to talk for the next 6 hours? He said, yeah. And she's like, you can go back to your bus.
Yeah. I was like, I don't have time for that. Like, love you, but no.
It was like a long night too.
Yeah.
And like everyone just wanted to go to bed and he comes rolling in.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite because it's like, it's the end of the night. The bus has already started up.
Yeah.
We're already.
He's like, this is your one chance to have all of this on your bus. And I was like, go. I don't want it. Maybe if you were sober and we could snuggle, yes. But fucking shit-faced. Jay used to get drunk and come home and wake up the whole house. It got to the point.
Just wanted to talk.
Just wanted to talk to people. And it got to the point where I was like, our daughter has to go to fucking school. Stop waking her up to talk to her in the middle of the night, you freak. But no, it never bothers me. I actually have pride in telling people that I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me. I like it. Rad. Yeah.
That's super
I
don't. Cool.
I just feel like it's such a personal decision that I made, yeah. And like, why not be proud of my sobriety?
Yeah, Charlie and his assistant came to the Vegas concert, and she is just recently sober within like, I think the last 6 months or something. And someone was very much forcefully like, I'm going to get you a drink. And she's like, I'm sober. And he wasn't stopping to the point that Charlie then had to step in and be like, yo, motherfucker, she's sober. And I feel like that not everyone has your like, your strong-headedness of being like, no, fuck that. I'm not taking a drink. Well, I'm not.
You guys also have to keep in mind, I've been sober since 2018. Mm-hmm. So that's what? 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. That's 5 years off of alcohol. That's 5 years that I've had to just see motherfuckers act like idiots.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I just don't have a problem saying no. And I don't like the way alcohol... Listen, I love being drunk, okay? Even I was the sloppy girl who fucking couldn't hold herself together or have a conversation.
You post videos of that often of your
like,
throwbacks.
I love being drunk. I'm the happiest drunk. I will make out with you. I will slap your titties. I will fucking just love you down. I become a ball of love when I'm drunk. I love being drunk. I can't handle the way it makes me feel the next day.
Yeah.
I literally want to fucking hang off of a cliff when I fucking come down off of Xanax and alcohol. So I just made that decision that I don't ever want to be that girl. There was too many nights that I did fucked up weird shit when I was drunk and under the influence. And I just don't ever want to go back to that girl.
Yeah. I do that if I'm with liquor. I can't do that the day after liquor. Day after champagne.
Yeah.
Whole different story. Yeah. We were in Texas. Got fucked up on a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah.
And shit was a beautiful, beautiful night. And I was able to wake up the next day and just keep rolling. We did that in Vegas the other night when we were in the casinos. I was like, Prosecco. If I have anything else, I'm worth nothing for at least a couple days.
For 24 to 48 business hours.
Yeah, literally me. Yeah. The next question was, how are we dealing being away from the kids?
That's a question for you.
I'm not doing well.
This bitch started crying during a meet and greet the other day.
In the meet and greet, a small child walked in.
She was so cute.
And she was like 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I fucking lost it. Had a full on breakdown. Had to roll into the bathroom and just like compose myself real fast. And then I like, I literally cried last night because Jason sent me a picture of Cash on the four wheelers. Mm-hmm. He was like, these are sick. And he like was playing with it. And I was just like, my babies.
No.
And then Olivia's lost a tooth since I've been gone too. Oh. So she lost.
Was that her first tooth?
No, it's her fourth. Okay. No, fifth one that she's lost.
Mom, you shouldn't bottom. Care if it's the fifth tooth.
I care a lot. If he says like if Cash says a new statement, I'm like I cry a lot. But
yeah,
I'm
Mimi
doing...
is a crier. She tries to say she's not a crier, she is a crier.
I've learned that it's when it comes to my family, I will cry at drop
she
of a dime.
Cries about other things too
sometimes. I don't cry as much as Haley.
Haley's done really good this tour. I'm actually surprised. You've cried more than Haley this tour.
Oh, no, for sure. In the past, though. I'm talking in full.
Yeah, for counting. Sure. I think Haley just gets us now. So she's just like, whatever. Except for today. She did start fucking crying.
Yeah.
But
she cried the other day.
Drug induced. Yeah. What'd she cry the other day for?
I think it was when she was like coming out of that hangover when she had drank a lot the night of your wedding.
Oh, I don't. What was she crying about?
Do you know the next day?
Oh.
She got a little emotional. But yeah, she also was like not. I don't think she woke up sober.
Yeah.
She woke up still drunk. Did Gabby's makeup, I think drunk.
Yeah.
Got two IVs.
I woke up and fucking came downstairs and they were on the couch and fucking all I saw was the top. She looked like a condom, like an uncircumcised wiener. All I could see was the top of her head and like her eyes.
She was just. Curled up on the couch.
I was like, you good? She had to get two IVs, dude.
And Toradol and vitamins and all the stuff. It was wild.
Those IVs are lifesavers, though.
They are.
Shout out Bobby.
Haven't been able to survive without them because Bobby has literally saved all of our lives multiple times.
Literally. I fucking have been battling fucking tuberculosis the past fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been brutal.
What movie could you watch again and again? I already know my answer.
Steel Magnolias, Beaches, all
Maestro Dirt.
Yeah, it's more. I like the old nostalgic ones.
I had never seen Steel Magnolias. I don't know why I hadn't, but we were in the salon one day, and someone was like, "You have to watch it. It's a comedy."
It's not a fucking comedy.
It's not. I'm back there foiling, crying because of the ending, and I was like, "Who the fuck turned this on?"
Yeah, who fucking said it was a comedy?
Cassie.
Okay, she's never watched it
Liar.
All the way through. Yeah.
She was like, well, there's a lot of funny parts. I was like, doesn't make it a comedy. That was sad as fuck. But no, that's a good movie. I do really like that one. But man, I could watch Joe Dirt. Like, I swear, I love Joe Dirt so much that I created a Joe Dirt. If you've ever seen my son.
Cash Bunny.
Cash Bunny has a long blonde mullet and is the most wild, unhinged child you'd ever imagine.
No, literally, you manifested that.
I did, for sure.
Little baby Dirt.
Baby Dirt. How hard has it been mentally traveling on the road? I also want to thank you for being honest in your mental struggles. I've just started therapy for past trauma in my life. Me watching your videos and listening to your podcast has helped me. That's from Tammy.
Aw. I'm glad you're doing therapy, Tammy. Yeah. That's the best step that you can do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My mental health has been good. Like, ever since I cut sugar out of my life, it has been a game changer. Mm-hmm. I can control my anxiety. Now, does that mean that it's under control? No. But does that mean, like, even last night, I started getting overstimulated in the sushi restaurant, and I have no idea why.
He was singing Piano Man.
I mean, but it was the fucking sushi chef was, and some little Asian lady was playing the piano, and the sushi chef was singing Piano Man, and he kept singing it over and over again. But yeah, I just got super overstimulated. But now that I've learned how to breathe, and I kind of like, I put ice on my chest. Ice is my number one savior.
Yeah, you grabbed your water and immediately put it on your chest. And it was very short lived.
Yeah.
You were in a great mood, like, yeah, throughout dinner, other than the sushi sucked. But
you just, I think you learn how to cope with it, mm-hmm, and live with it a little bit better. Like, I have a lot of anxiety because we're doing this whole thing with Jeffree Star the next 48 hours. So it's like, you always want to be presentable. And I think I put a lot of pressure on myself mentally to always be the best at everything I do. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I just want everything to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But it's been really good, and I can't complain. And I'm actually very surprised. I thought my mental health was going to be a lot worse on the road.
I feel like you getting out of Nashville and being forced into this lifestyle, knowing that you can't just go home,
yeah,
by choice. Like, you're kind of committed to these, yeah, especially 15 meet and greets on, yep, there. You know, it was a lot, and you have done incredible. Like, I want to tell you how proud I am, because
thank
I feel
you
like
so
you've
much.
Done
how many
so
more meet and greets do we have?
Let's not talk about it. Bethany, do you ever miss having your implants?
I miss having the fullness and the roundness that I did, but other than that, no. I feel like they made me look so matronly, because I'm already a big bitch. Like, I'm 5'6".
People don't realize that you're tall.
Yeah, I'm 5'5", 5'6". Everybody at the meet and greets is like, wow, you're taller than I thought you were. I'm like, do I look little
Everyone
online?
Thinks you're like 5'3".
Yeah, no,
I've had people tell me that before. They're like, she looks like literally 0.053, like the tiniest little human, and I'm like, she's actually my height. Like,
yeah,
you're very, like, you're only an inch away from me. Like, we, yeah, are so similar in height. That's crazy. Yeah.
So what was the question, though?
Have you ever miss your implants?
Oh, my implants. Yeah, so I'm like 5'5", 5'6". I weigh 153 right now, like 152 on a good day. But it's like, any sort of, I'm built like a fucking linebacker. So when I had those fucking tits on me, dude, I just started looking so matronly. It took away from my waist, because I already have such a short waist. I love natural titties. I think they're beautiful. I love.
It elongated you, mm-hmm, because you were right. That is a lot of boob. And so from like boob to waist, there was only a very small
section. I would have to lift my tits up to see my waist.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
But no, I don't miss them at all. I just, like I said, I miss the fullness. I love my natural booby girls. Mm-hmm. Like, I love natural bodies now. Yeah. Like, you don't realize it because you will go through a phase. Some people will go through a phase of like, oh my God, I love the way fake bodies look. You know, if they're done mm-hmm. right, BBLs, liposuction and fake tits, especially on the West Coast, that's all that's ingrained in our minds is yeah. that. And you go through this phase where you're like, oh God, I just want to look like a Barbie doll. Mm-hmm. And then as you get older, you want to go back to the naturalness.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love girls with natural bodies. I think they're beautiful. I just love the whole natural aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I love that that has come back because the BBL trend got really far.
Some of them are brutal.
We love to play. We like to guess.
Yeah.
BBL or no.
Yeah.
In the airports when we come through like Miami yeah. or LA or Vegas. Yeah. It's like, oh, you think she had a BBL?
I mean, you can tell. Some of them are really bad.
Some of them, they're like literally folding onto the back of their legs. Yeah. It's so wild, no, honestly.
I'm so thankful that mine didn't turn out like that, but I didn't get like a full BBL. I literally just had him taken my hip dips mm-hmm. and just put a little bit of fullness at the top. So
because you already had an ass.
I already did. I had a big yes. ass. And so he was like, I'm not giving you a full BBL. He's like, we're just going to fill in your hip dips mm-hmm. and kind of round it at the top.
Yeah.
So
the other night we were at the bar and I thought it was really interesting because I started asking, because, you know, we're there's very little, the men to woman ratio on tour is wild. Like, there are only a couple of us and then there's like a ton of dudes, right?
Yeah.
So I've gotten to know a lot of the dudes. They're super sweet and respectful. I really have to say and commend them because they are very, very nice people.
Yeah,
I've
angels.
Talked to people about them before that, like, this is like a family. Mm-hmm. They're like brothers to me. But we did get talking. I was like, okay, what's everyone's like types? You know, like what is it? And I was very surprised how many people were like, we hate when we can see that a girl has had work done.
Right.
I was like,
oh,
no,
men
shit.
Love natural bodies.
No, I never. I guess it's different hearing it from the guy mm-hmm. than just to assume.
No, I could tell you know? Being in the industry, men prefer natural bodies.
Yeah, that's so crazy to mm-hmm. me. Absolutely crazy because these girls are spending and going through so much trauma to look a way they think will.
It's because we're all conditioned as children yeah. to look a certain way and
especially
to look like the girl
of,
in the magazines, yeah. to be Playboy models, to be, you know, the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just, it's all programming. And
even the Kardashians have started to reverse a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
So that was our questions.
Yay.
We've been on here for a while.
Well, I love you guys, and I hope you liked our fucking fill-in episode.
We have, like, 2.5 hours before we gotta go.
Yep, 2.5 hours to prepare. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, let us know below in the comments what murder mysteries you guys want to hear us talk about for the
this
month
is gonna
of
be my favorite series. I hope you know that
we're gonna start doing it every October.
Yep. We're gonna film awesome. A couple of them in our dressing rooms, and we're yep. gonna have our new backdrops that we've been using. Everyone has complimented our meet and greets being the Dumb Blonde podcast studio.
Yeah, I love
everyone
that.
Has been like, that was the coolest possible setup you could have done.
Yay,
so I've really
that.
Enjoyed that.
I love it, and I love yeah. you guys, and thank you guys for all the support, especially on my Patreon, you motherfuckers. Like, thank you so much. I can't thank you for being here every month after month, and just supporting mm-hmm. you know, the whole brand. Like, you guys are yes. fucking amazing. Everybody that leaves comments online, everybody that just shows us love. There's a new Bunny and Jelly fucking Facebook group that has like 150,000 people in it.
Aww.
That I just found today. I ran into
that.
It somehow, and I was like, this is so cool.
I
and the girl
it.
Who's running it is actually doing a really good job.
You guys have such a cult following. It's
yeah.
been really cool to watch that this whole tour.
We get so much love, and then we also get fucking torn apart on other websites.
I know.
Too.
Fuck them other websites.
It's just crazy.
The love definitely outweighs the hate. For
absolutely.
Sure. You guys
always.
Have such a beautiful following. And
the
we
people
have,
who tear us apart, though, are the ones who don't understand us.
Yes.
Because we're different.
They don't take the time to understand either.
They don't care. They don't want to listen. They just mm-hmm. want to judge from outer appearances. You know,
yeah.
I'm an old whore, and fucking my husband's a fat slob. That's
yeah.
all they care about. You know,
it's ridiculous.
And it's just like, we're just so thankful for the people that love us and that just really gave us a chance, because
mm-hmm.
in the beginning people didn't want to give us a chance, and
mm-hmm.
now it's like, to look at the snowball effect that's been going on the past few years is just really wonderful, and
yeah.
so thankful to be a part of it. So thank you guys so much, and I love you so much, and I'll see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. Bye.